Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Abbas. Now, there is a narrative which is recorded in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and a very similar one which is also recorded in Salvi's tafsir. Both have the same text. However, the chains of narration of two are different, but in this case as well, this variable is not as well. We have two narrators which are common and which are perhaps the reason that these narratives cannot be trusted. Now, as far as the text of this narrative is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, this is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it goes like this: that man qara surat Abbas wa tawalla ja'a yawm al-qiyamah wa wajhuhu zahikun mustabshirun, which means that a person who recites Surah Abbas wa tawalla, he will come on the day of judgment such that his face will be smiling and happy. The same text, as I said, is reported by Salabi in his tafsir. However, the weakness in both these texts is that they contain two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who in the view of Abu Hatim is majhul, and the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information to tell us. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa Bishai, and another comment which is ascribed to him regarding Salam ibn Sulaym is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says he's Laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Jizjani says that he's Ghayr al-Siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's Matruk, he's been abandoned by authorities. And another comment by Imam Nisai is that he's Laysa bi-Siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says that he's Za'if al-Hadith jiddan. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is Kazzab, that he is a liar. And perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely concocted. So on the basis of this information, we can safely say that these narratives are not properly and correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as Al-Wasit's narrative is concerned, Hafiz ibn Hajar has specified that it is concocted and fabricated. And if the reason is because of these two narrators, Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, then there is no reason why we should not regard Salvi's narrative also to be fabricated, because that narrative too contains both these narrators. And as a result, we can safely say that both these chains of narration are concocted and they cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have to be totally ignored. In this regard, the proper way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is to understand the surah, is to read it with a good translation, to reflect upon its message, to deliberate upon its message, and to communicate the surah and its contents to others. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ